Where's the crocodile?
A man asked. He's right beside me, here in the living room, said Mrs. Prim.
Living room?
Yes, living room. Please, continued Mrs. Prim, he must have a doctor.
Well...
The man hesitated. Yes, do go on, pressed Mrs. Prim.
Well, there is a Dr. Lewis James on East 25th Street who is very good with crocodiles.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much, said Mrs. Prim gratefully. One day, she fell asleep in class and began to dream about playing in the garden. She planted flowers, caught the pesky caterpillars, and splashed in the birdbath with her feathered friends.
Germs are tiny and quite fiddly. Germs can get anywhere because they are super gluey. Social distancing makes us smarter than those germs that can be quite tricky.
You have cared for me, and I am well again. To show you my thanks, I will take you home, and I will protect you from the wicked sorcerer. Savannah climbed onto the beautiful dragon's back. Together they flew into the clouds.
Don't rub. Don't scratch. Oh no! Another batch!
Rubber Ducky doesn't like my yucky, mucky oatmeal bath. But Mommy says it's good for me.
Falling asleep, Bing thought about all of the fun things he and Nero had done that day, and tomorrow they could do it all again. That night, Bing slept with a big smile on his face. Having a robot was even better than having a dog. The end.